By this time, I was feeling sick at heart. I can't think of any better way of describing it. For it's one thing to find your secrets suddenly exposed, but when your own foolishness has exposed them, well, if I was prepared to curse anyone, it was myself, for keeping the journal in the first place and stowing it where Hatsumomo could find it. A shopkeeper who leaves his window open can hardly be angry at the rainstorm for ruining his wares. I went to the table to take the journal from Hatsumomo, but she clutched it to her chest and stood. In her other hand, she picked up the glass of what I'd thought was water. Now that I stood close to her, I could smell the odor of sake. It wasn't water at all. She was drunk.
"Sayori, of course you want your journal back, and of course I'm going to give it to you," she said, but she was walking toward the door as she said it. "The trouble is, I haven't finished reading it, so I'll take it back to my room, unless you'd rather I took it to Mother. I'm sure she'll be pleased to see the passages you've written about her."
I mentioned earlier that a broken bottle of ointment lay on the floor of the hallway. This was how Hatsumomo did things, making a mess and not even bothering to tell the maids. But now, as she left my room, she got what she deserved. Probably she'd forgotten about the bottle because she was drunk. In any case, she stepped right into the broken glass and let out a little shriek. I saw her look at her foot a moment and make a gasping noise, but then she kept on going. I felt myself panicking as she stepped into her room. I thought of trying to wrestle the book from her hands, but then I remembered Mameha's realization at the sumo tournament. To rush after Hatsumomo was the obvious thing. I'd be better off to wait until she began to relax, thinking she'd won, and then take the journal from her when she wasn't expecting it. This seemed to me a fine idea, until a moment later when I had an image of her hiding it in a place I might never find. By now, she'd closed the door. I went to stand outside it and called out quietly, "Hatsumomo-san, I'm sorry if I seemed angry. May I come in?"
"No, you may not," she said.
I slid the door open anyway. The room was in terrible disarray because Hatsumomo had put things everywhere in her efforts at moving. The journal was sitting on the table while Hatsumomo held a towel against her foot. I had no idea how I would distract her, but I certainly didn't intend to leave the room without the journal. She may have had the personality of a water rat, but Hatsumomo was no fool. If she'd been sober, I wouldn't even have tried to outsmart her right then. But considering her state at the moment, I looked around the floor at the piles of underclothing, bottles of perfume, and all the other things she'd scattered in disarray. The closet door was open, and the tiny safe where she kept her jewelry stood ajar. Pieces were spilling out onto the mats, as though she'd sat there earlier in the morning drinking and trying them on. And then one object caught my eye as clearly as a single star burning in a black sky.